It could cost up to nearly $200 million to fund water and wastewater upgrades in Center Wellington up to the year 2051, with two options before them as far as addressing a costly update to the Water and Wastewater Servicing Master Plan. Staff recommend maintaining the status quo. The models were presented in a detailed report by Township Engineer Adam Gilmore in conjunction with project consultant John Tyrell at a council meeting Monday night. The recommendation before council ultimately received for information was to maintain a conventional activated sludge or CAS facility as opposed to switching to a newer technology called a membrane bioreactor facility. Tyrell told council there's nothing set in stone if council chooses to go the CAS route, as they will be guided further by staff when implementing the master plan down the road.
The consultant that you hire with the township staff will go through and they will consider all of your options. Right now, the operations costs, we recommend thinking of CAS, but it's just a recommendation and it's not something you have to worry about, I think, for 10 years. You just have to keep your mind on it.
In a chart breaking down pros and cons of each option, it is about $2 million cheaper to stick with the CAS model. There were also some throwaway costs referenced in a possible switch. Gilmore says grant money could be a stream of funding staff could utilize.
I think we're always looking at grant opportunities, and what this long-term study does, it positions us well for applying for those types of grant opportunities because now we have a plan and we have kind of a cost attached to it.
When the time comes, staff say they plan to advance studies and investigate opportunities. Mayor Sean Waters, faced with the significant price tag, was sure to remind council how much infrastructure this dollar value represents.
121 kilometers of water main, 105 kilometers of wastewater. When we have, you see those types of workings going on in the community, there's a lot of pipe under the ground and more to come. But there's a lot of monitoring that goes on, and that is a lot of length of pipe.
Also a part of the report was a recommendation to phase in disconnections of residents' drainage systems and update them to a more modern model. Gilmore says it could be possible to incentivize this voluntary program by viewing it as a grant program. For more on this project, you can find the full report as a part of Monday's Center Wellington Council agenda. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.